John Cornyn on former staffer now working for Tallarico campaign. Only authoritarian countries tell you where you work. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 18, 2026. Senator John Cornyn, RTX, responded to the news that a former staffer of his is now working on the campaign of Texas Democrat Senate candidate James Tallarico. In a post on X, Cornyn responded to a post from John C. Moritz, the chief political reporter for the Austin American-Statesman, in which Moritz shared a photo of a press release in which it was confirmed that Tallarico had hired a former staffer of Cornyn's. In the press release, Jacob Smith, who previously worked as Cornyn's deputy legislative director and policy advisor, explained that Texas Attorney General and Republican Senate candidate Ken Paxton is the most corrupt, self-dealing politician in Texas. In his post, Cornyn referenced Moritz and explained that only in authoritarian countries does someone else get to decide where you work, but not in Texas. John, only in authoritarian countries does someone else get to decide where you work, Cornyn wrote. Not in Texas. Those concerned might want to channel their energy into broadening our outreach to a coalition of voters rather than just those already converted. I've worked for Republicans like Senator Cornyn my entire career, but this year I'm proud to be joining James Tallarico's campaign. Smith, who serves as the deputy policy director for Tallarico's campaign, said in a statement. Instead of playing partisan politics, Tallarico speaks to the needs to everyday people who day in and day out work too hard for too little. Smith continued to describe Paxton as the most corrupt, self-dealing politician in Texas who would sell out working people's futures to the highest contributor just to hold on to power. Cornyn's response to Smith now working on Tallarico's campaign comes after notice reported that Tallarico's campaign had hired Smith. Smith has also previously worked on the House Science Committee for Representative Frank Lucas, Republican Oklahoma, and was a legislative aide for Senator Roger Wicker, Republican Mississippi, according to the outlet. Watch, where is the common sense?